From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Voice of Indonesia holds the 44th Diplomatic Forum in Bali. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin lands in Abu Dhabi. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Voice of Indonesia again held the 44th Diplomatic Forum in Bali with the theme MSMEs are agents of transformation for the Balinese economy. After the COVID-19 pandemic, the economy in Bali began to rise because the tourism industry and MSMEs, which were the backbone of Bali's economy, were again excited. In his speech, the director of Voice of Indonesia, Soleman Yusuf, on Wednesday said, Voice of Indonesia held diplomatic forum with the theme to find out the efforts of Bali MSMEs, actors who are not only the backbone of the economy in Bali, but also the Indonesian economy. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin reached Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, on Tuesday evening as part of an 8-day visit that will also take him to Egypt. During his Abu Dhabi visit, Amin is scheduled to meet United Arab Emirates President Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan at Al Shati Palace on Wednesday to discuss a number of strategic issues between the two countries. The Vice President and his entourage will leave for Dubai on Wednesday evening to carry out a series of activities. The last national news comes from Consumer Price Index in October 2022, which experienced month-to-month deflation of 0.11%, was lower than the initial forecast, and inflation of the previous month recorded at 1.17%, Bank Indonesia stated on Tuesday. Executive Director of the Head of the Bank Indonesia Communications Department, Erwin Haryono, said the lower-than-expected inflation realization was in line with the impact of the fuel price adjustment on the volatile food group inflation and the inflation in the administered prices group, which was not as high as the initial forecast. More than 25 United Kingdom primes and small and medium-sized enterprises will join the Indo Defence Expo from November 2nd to the 5th, 2022, showcasing how UK defence and security capabilities can support Indonesia's ambitions to grow its indigenous defence industry. UK industry is exploring opportunities to integrate Indonesian defence suppliers into their supply chains, manufacturing defence equipment not just for Indonesia, but for the world. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Tuesday, increasing industrial partnerships and collaboration between Indonesia and the UK is a win-win for both countries, driving innovation, sustaining skills bases, and helping achieve economies of scale. United States Federal Communications Commissioner Brendan Carr will visit Taiwan this week, the de facto U.S. Embassy in Taiwan said on Wednesday. The latest senior official from the country to visit the island, Carr will meet with Taiwan interlocutors to discuss issues including telecommunications and cybersecurity from November 2nd to the 4th, the American Institute in Taiwan said in a statement to Reuters. We continue with grain exports that will halt on Wednesday after Moscow pulled out of a deal to let ships through the Black Sea, as Russian President Vladimir Putin demanded real guarantees from Kyiv before returning to the agreement. Russia announced its suspension on Saturday, accusing Ukraine of misusing the safe shipping corridor for an attack on Russian ships in Crimea. We end the news with Tropical Storm Lisa that will become a hurricane overnight, the United States National Hurricane Center forecast on Tuesday, as the churning weather system is likely to provoke life-threatening storm surges in Belize, Honduras, and parts of Mexico. Lisa is expected to rapidly intensify into a hurricane before passing over Honduras Bay Islands early Wednesday and reaching Belize's coast later in the day. According to the Miami-based NHC, a hurricane warning was in effect for all of Belize's coast and Guatemala's northern Atlantic coast. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Diplomatic Corner highlights Indonesian Embassy in London to hold Experience Indonesia in November. The Indonesian Embassy in London, in collaboration with Bank Mandiri, Bank Negara Indonesia, and Bank Indonesia, is going to hold the Experience Indonesia event in London, England from 6 until 8 of November 2022. The embassy in London in its statement on Monday mentioned that the theme Discover Invaluable Stories, Experience Indonesia will be a gathering place for the community, diaspora, Indonesian and British students as well as foreign tourists to undergo the first-hand unique Indonesian experience through cultural art performances, tourism promotion, strategy commodities, culinary, and Indonesia's creative economy. Indonesian Ambassador to the UK, Desra Percaya, conveyed that the Experience Indonesia is a good opportunity to put Indonesia on the map so that Indonesia is increasingly known and loved by the British people. Because at the government level, the relationship of both countries is very good and strong. Ambassador Desra also emphasized that the momentum of relaxation in post-pandemic England needs to be used to promote Indonesian tourism since the British people have been tired and they want to have new experiences after years at home. He also affirmed Indonesia is one of the most attractive options for them. The Indonesian Embassy in London has further pointed out that the Experience Indonesia event will feature a number of talented Indonesian talents such as Dewi Gita, Lea Simanjuntak, Paguyuban Citra, and Banyuwangi Heritage. Moreover, leading Indonesian fashion brands such as Aleira Batik and Wearing Klambi will also participate. A series of activities at Experience Indonesia will begin with Indonesian Day on November 6 and have the theme of the People's Market to display micro, small and medium enterprises or MSMEs, street food, fashion, display of Indonesian cultural arts and tourism. On November 7th, there will be an Indonesian workshop Discover Batik event in which the British people can learn and try out batik techniques directly. Besides the batik workshop in November, there will be also a parallel Indonesian Coffee Day activity. It will bring together industry players to promote Indonesian specialty coffee, which also prioritize aspects of sustainability and empowerment of women and MSMEs. The peak of the Experience Indonesia event on November 8 is an event with the Indonesian night activity, namely an Indonesian cultural art performance as the result of collaboration between Indonesian artists and a batik fashion show of a number of MSMEs assisted by Bank Indonesia. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on November 2, 1949, about Indonesia and the Netherlands signed the Round Table Conference. After the first Indonesian president and vice president, Insinyur Soekarno and Muhammad Hatta, proclaimed independence on August 17, 1945, the Netherlands didn't simply recognize the independence of Indonesia. The Netherlands and Indonesia then held several meetings to resolve the problem diplomatically through the Linggarjati negotiations, Renville Agreement, Room van Rooyen Agreement, and the Table Conference Roundtable. The Roundtable Conference was held in The Hague, Netherlands, on August 23 to November 2, 1949. Results of the negotiations, the Netherlands recognized the United States of Indonesia as an independent and sovereign country. Recognition of sovereignty was made no later than December 30, 1949. Mm-hmm. Moving on to an event on November 2, 1963, when Vietnam's first president, Nguyen Dinh, was killed in a military coup. Nguyen Dinh was the first president of the Republic of Vietnam. Dinh's government was authoritarian and nepotistic. Dinh fostered relations with the United States for support, while at the same time maintaining policies independent of the United States. Republic of Vietnam Army then staged a coup against Dinh led by General Duong Phan Minh. Duong Phan Minh and his accomplices overthrew the government and executed President Dinh and his younger brother Nguyen Nu on November 2, 1963. We end today in history with an event on November 2, 1964, when King Saud of Saudi Arabia was ousted in a family coup. Saud ibn Abdul Aziz Al Saud was king of Saudi Arabia from 1953 to November 2, 1964. Throughout his reign, a great deal of discontent was voiced by members of his own family. A power struggle by his own family occurred in 1964 with the support of the clergy. After being deposed, King Saud lived in exile in Athens, Greece, and died there in 1969 at the age of 67. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Every time you are in trouble, I will always be there for you. Oh, how I love you so much. Even when you're gone, even when you love me no more, I don't care. Smile. Every time I look into your eyes, I know that I will always love you. For every word I say, for everything I do, darling, there will always be you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, there is an incomplete vacation to Yogyakarta without visiting Malioboro, which is already very popular with tourists. Malioboro is the name of the main street that divides Yogyakarta city. Located between Kraton Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat and Tugu Palputih, Malioboro Street is a paradise for souvenirs, shopping, and culinary tourism. At night along Malioboro Street will be more crowded because many artists express their abilities such as music, pantomime, painting, and others. The pedestrian path equipped with several seats has been prepared by the Yogyakarta city government so that domestic and foreign tourists are more comfortable and enjoyful with the atmosphere of Malioboro. The Malioboro area is always crowded with tourists. Even if you don't shop, Malioboro is indeed very nicely captured using a camera. However, over the last 10 years, the provincial government of the special region of Yogyakarta has begun to make improvements and structured and beautified the Malioboro street area. Malioboro itself comes from the Sanskrit Maliabara, which means bouquet of flowers. There are also some experts who agree that the origin of the name Malioboro comes from the name of British colonial named Marlborough, who lived in Yogyakarta from 1811 until 1816. The Dutch East Indies government built Malioboro as a central area of the economy and government in the early 19th century. It became popular in the colonial era. There is another history about Malioboro Street, which became a witness of the struggle for Indonesian independence. There was a great battle between the Indonesian fighters and the Dutch colonial troops, known as the General Offensive on March 1, 1949. The red and white troops succeeded in conquering the Dutch and occupying Yogyakarta after 6 hours of fighting. Malioboro continues to grow up to that by retaining the original concept. Malioboro has become the center of life for the people of Yogyakarta. The local government is now continuing to make improvements in a bid to organize Malioboro into a comfortable area to visit. For the convenience of tourists, the street vendors who have been decorating the shopping corridors along Jalan Malioboro have now been moved to a special place on Terrace Malioboro 1 and 2. Besides being famous for culinary and souvenir tours, the Malioboro area is now listed as a carnival tourism area. This is also inseparable from the successful implementation of the 2022 Jogja Fashion Carnival entitled Abiwada Arsana, held on October 15, 2022. That's Indonesian wonder.
Sebaliknya rasa sayangku terlalu tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Satu untukmu.
Saya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about Berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Makanan Khas Labuan Bajo. Makanan khas Labuan Bajo, which means Labuan Bajo special food. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ayu, a tourist guide in Labuan Bajo. Dev is talking to Ayu on the phone about a plan to go to Labuan Bajo. After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you some vocabulary related to the topic of today. I'm going to read it 2 times and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Ingin, ingin, which means want. Mencoba, mencoba, which means try. Makanan, makanan, which means food. Khas Labuan Bajo, khas Labuan Bajo, which means special from Labuan Bajo. Saya ingin mencoba makanan khas Labuan Bajo. Saya ingin mencoba makanan khas Labuan Bajo, which means I want to try Labuan Bajo special food. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, "Saya ingin mencoba makanan khas Labuan Bajo." Saya ingin mencoba makanan khas Labuan Bajo, which means I want to try Labuan Bajo special food. In the sentence, there is the word makanan, makanan, which means food. It is made up of the word makan, makan, which means eat, and the suffix an, an, that forms a noun. The word makanan, makanan, which means food, serves as an object. Besides makanan, makanan, which means food, there is the word minuman, minuman, which means drink, to inform about an object. Let's listen to the following examples. Minuman, minuman, which means drink. Minuman ini sangat manis. Minuman ini sangat manis, which means this drink is so sweet. Labuan Bajo has so many special foods. One of them is bose corn. It is known to replace rice among the local people. Bose corn is made of white corn pounded with a tool called lesung. Then it is cooked with a mixture of red bean and coconut milk to get a savory taste. Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Berwarna merah.
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a song from Nias, North Sumatra, entitled Mote Ina. Mote Ina was created by Yunus Gea. The lyrics tells about the story of a child who asks his mother to rest because it is raining. However, the mother keeps working even though she is soaking wet. This song shows the sacrifice of a mother who works hard for her child. Alright listener, here is the traditional song from Nias North Sumatra, Mote Ina, by Fans Trio. Happy listening!
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Baby, sembuhkan aku dari sakitku.
Is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, but a show. I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't
mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind it. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
In the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know. You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow.
You're
shut up and go.
Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Cause I don't mind.
It's gonna be, you'll be you and I'll be me. This is how it is, you'll be you and I'll be me.
Yes, I don't,
you don't,
we don't
mind it, no.
Cause I don't mind. No, I don't. No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
Hanya untukmu.
Kau memberi
takkan terpisah, yeah, sampai matiku. Karena kesatu untuk you.
Mata hatimu mengarah, baby jangan marah-marah, cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me.
Language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kilohertz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.